In the Christmas season, the Sunday between Christmas Day, well, the first Sunday after Christmas Day, is always Holy Family Sunday. And today, more than ever, we ought to focus on the family, on what makes it holy. Of course, the blueprint for every family is the Holy Family of Joseph, Mary, and child Jesus. The family is under attack today as marriage is, and let us be quite convinced that every society of every time in the history of the world has been built upon marriage and family. They are the basic building blocks of every society and the future, the fabric of our future. Man and woman are yoked together in marriage, and from their love comes forth the gift of life, please God, a child. Mum, dad and child, that's what a family is. And of course, families can be fragmented for whatever reasons. But that's our doing. We should not therefore want to then redefine or redesign the family. Because it's God's design, not ours. And today, in a world that thinks we can concoct any version of a family with three dads and one mum, or four mums and two dads, is mythical. Furthermore, it's mythical to believe that there's multiple genders, or you can go through three or four genders. You're either from conception a male or a female. You might like who you are, but give it time, you'll get to like yourself, and you'll work through your emotional or psychological issues. So we're living in a very interesting time. We're wanting to redesign and redo everything from scratch. And be assured, it's not the first time the world has become so obsessed in moral decay. The end of the Roman Empire saw similar situation. We have to wear this, however, and walk through it and carry others along the way. So when you're talking about family issues, remind them of the basics and how God designed it and how it actually works. Sometimes on this Sunday, when you hear about the Holy Family and you look at your own family, you think, well, it's chalk and cheese, Father. I mean, that's the Holy Family after all. We're a far cry from that. Therefore, I suggest you take home the readings from today. The book of Ecclesiasticus is a brilliant book, a beautiful book filled with many great sayings. Don't grieve your father in his old age. Support him. Children, respect your parents. Husbands and wife, mutual respect, tolerance, gentleness, tenderness. These are the virtues that are essential for every family to survive. And if they're practiced with God's grace, yes, your family too can become a holy family. We're born into a family. We're born with parents. And hopefully we'll die within the context of our family. That they will be somewhere around us. And at the end of the day, what job you had, your occupation, your employment, is lesser than your family and your vocation. Your vocation is onefold. You might have multiple occupations in your life. Nurse, teacher, doctor, tax collector, worker on the council. It doesn't matter. Painter, plumber. Who you are is either a mother or a father. That's your vocation. And once you're a mother or a father, you remain so unto eternity. And that's who you are, not what you do. And when you invest all of the virtues that God will give you into your vocation, then your family too can be holy. And your crown of righteousness in the next life will truly shine. Sometimes we forget that the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary and Jesus, didn't have it always so easy. Something we can often ponder upon are the seven sorrows of Our Lady, the seven traumas that she and the family endured. The first three were quite fascinating. One was psychological, one was physical, and the third was emotional. As you recall, the first sorrow was at the presentation when Jesus was taken into the temple. And Simeon basically foretold that this child of a few weeks old was going to suffer hideously. And you, Mother, Mother Mary, your soul, your heart will be cleaved apart. That was a psychological trauma. Can you imagine leaving the temple and thinking, oh, that's really good news, thanks very much for that.
She had to wear that, walk with that, bear that. Then, of course, not long after, they had the physical sorrow of being refugees. When you think about the 1 million displaced persons in the world, plus and the others coming, who have nothing on their backs, only the clothes they wear, looking for a home, food, comfort. That's the Holy Family. Joseph, Mary and Jesus had to go into Egypt. Herod sought their life. They didn't have friends there. They had no fortune or farm awaiting them. They had to do it as refugees do it today. And that was a tough call. But that's what happened to the Holy Family. The third one is the Gospel today, which is an emotional trauma that the Mother of God and Saint Joseph had to endure. As you recall, each Jewish family had to go to Jerusalem, to the temple, at Passover time every year. And of course, that would be a 4-day journey from Nazareth down to that city of David, or nearby, Bethlehem. And they'd come down, and you can see the teenage boys with girls with their boys, and the cousins and the relatives, you'd all break up in the various caravans coming down and regroup in the evening. Well, all was fine. They had fulfilled their Jewish obligations, but on the first night returning, they could not find the child Jesus. Now, this is the first moment in the life of Mary when she felt the absence of God. People who have lived in sin for many years have the same sense of absence, as darkness, as a loss, a void that needs to be filled. Mary felt that for the first time. God was not in her presence, and she could not find her child. That was a trauma. They went looking everywhere for him and took 3 days to find him, which would then be later on fulfilled in the 3 days when Christ was in the tomb. And eventually they found him at the temple, and the remark given to Mother Mary and Joseph was rather interesting. Jesus simply said, "Did you not know that I must be busy with my Father's affairs?" They were traumatized, emotionally bankrupt for days. They wouldn't have eaten, perhaps not slept, going from place to place, looking for him, searching for him. Their hearts would have been torn open. And then, finally, upon finding him, they opened their hearts, saying, "What on earth has been going on? Why has this happened?" And they have a wake-up call, a rumble strip. "Hello, I, by my physical nature, am your child, Mary, but don't forget, I am God, and Father's business comes first." It was a harsh call. No, it was a wake-up call. Joseph and Mary, Joseph was the foster father, and remember, Jesus had no father on earth and no mother in heaven. He wasn't like us. He was God and man. So that was an emotional issue that they had to deal with. And of course, they struggled with that, but through prayer and perseverance, survived. And then, of course, he went and did what we all do. Worked, slept, ate, talked to the local boys, grew up with them at Nazareth until he was 33 years old. And there's no record of the Holy Family doing anything exceptional in those 30-odd years at Nazareth. There are no miracles recorded. There are no great scenes of preaching or teaching. In other words, Jesus lived an ordinary life, but in doing so gave glory to God each day, each hour, each minute of every day of every year. Which reminds us, by doing our daily duties, by respecting each other, by making our beds, cooking those meals, cleaning up those dishes, sweeping the floor, pulling the weeds out from the garden, all of those things done with the right motive, done with God's grace, done with cheerfulness, done with obedience, can give glory to God. For Christ did those things, and at each and every moment of his life was giving glory to the Father in heaven. So let us not waste our time together as families. Let us make them precious by focusing on the Holy Family and asking that family to help us be holy. And lastly, we all pray as Jesus was lost to Joseph and Mary in the temple for 3 days. Pray for all those families who have lost a child, who are still looking for someone who ought to be there. Or perhaps there has been a death in the family. Or perhaps they have lost the faith Let us pray today for those who are still in need of being found, that we may not give up the search, but like Joseph and Mary, persevere in our prayers, until once again, somehow, somewhere, either here or there, in eternity, we are one day reunited. Praise be Jesus Christ.